A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away. Random House Audio presents Star Wars Survivor's Quest by Timothy Zahn. Read for you by Jonathan Davis. The bright red Star Destroyer was waiting silently in the distance as Luke brought the Jade Saber out of hyperspace. "There it is," he said, nodding at the curved forward canopy. "You want to take us in, or shall I?" "I'll do it," Mara said. Taking a quick look at the monitors, she got a grip on the control stick and pushed it forward. "Okay, they're on us," Mara announced. "Got an antenna swiveling for a tight beam. I've been wondering how far away a Star Destroyer's sensors could pick us up. Though with the errant venture, you always have to allow for malfunctions," he reminded her. She touched a few keys. There was a beep, and suddenly the comm display lit up with Talon Card's familiar face. He wasn't smiling.
"Mara. Luke, thank you for coming so promptly."
"Don't worry about it," Mara said for both of them. "What's up?"
"What's up is that I've lost a message,"
Card said bluntly.
"4 days ago, my sector relay post at Comra picked up a transmission marked urgent, and addressed to you, Luke."
Luke frowned. "Me?"
"So the chief of the station says. Before he or anyone else could pass it on down the line, it vanished."
"You think it was stolen?" Luke asked.
"I know it was stolen. We even know the name of the man who stole it, because when the message disappeared from the station, so did he. Have you ever heard of anyone by the name of Dean Jinsler?"
"Doesn't sound familiar," Luke said. "Who is he?"
"Unfortunately, I don't know either."
"Wait a second," Mara said. "Do we have any idea where the message originated, or who sent it?"
"Actually, we have both. The planet of origin was Nerauen. The sender was an Admiral Voss Park."
Luke felt his forehead creasing. Nerauen, Thrawn's private base, full of Imperials and warriors of Thrawn's own people, the Chiss. An Admiral Voss Park, the one-time Imperial captain whom Thrawn had left in command of that base before his death. They'd had a brief run-in with Park during their time on Nerauen, too, right after the Admiral had tried to recruit Mara to their side. "So what's the story on this Dean Jinsler?" Mara asked. Card shrugged.
"He's a middle-aged man, somewhere in his 60s. Quite intelligent, though he's apparently never made much of a name for himself in any profession or system. He joined the organization about a year ago with certificates in comm tech, droid maintenance, and hyperdrive tech."
"Impressive credentials," Mara commented. "Doesn't sound like the sort of person you'd stick in an Outer Rim dead zone station."
"Well, that's where it gets interesting. When I pulled up his file, I discovered that about 8 weeks ago, he himself asked for a transfer to that particular post."
"Sounds like our boy Jinsler may have a certificate in creative eavesdropping, too," Mara said. "I presume we have someone digging up everything we can on him?"
"We do. In the meantime, Admiral Park has apparently sent you a message important enough for Jinsler to consider worth stealing. The question is, what exactly we do about it?"
"I don't see that we have any choice," Luke said. "Until we know what the message says, we can't even begin to guess what Jinsler might want with it. So I guess we're off to Nerauen."